This is me. This is someone who has struggled all the same struggles as you. A former obese couch potato fueled by brandy and coke, a lot of it, and takeaways, and a million different excuses as to why I couldn't do difficult things. I was stuck in that vicious cycle. It was tiring. It was exhausting. I had to go to work every day filled with anxiety and resentment. In the bottom of my heart, I knew I had to make a change. I just didn't know how to make a change that was sustainable. I had hit rock bottom that morning and I knew it.
This is 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer, a Jackpod original podcast. Join me as we talk everything weight loss. I'm your host, Mandy Mayer. Yes, it's me who has lost the 40 kgs and maintained that loss over the past 4 years. In this series, I'm sharing the weight loss code I cracked, along with tips, strategies, and hacks that will help you lose weight and feel great.
Instead of jumping straight into how I lost the 40 kgs and how I've managed to keep the 40 kgs off, I want to rewind and take you on a journey of Mandy, of me, before I successfully lost the 40 kilograms. The reason that I want to rewind and give you some insight into who I was when I was 40 kilograms heavier than what I am currently is so that you can fully understand the mindset that I had at that stage, the struggles that I was dealing with at that stage, and so that I can instill hope in you to be able to achieve all your health and fat loss goals. And the reason why I say instill hope is because you will see Mandy pre 40 kilogram loss was and is still just your normal every single day kind of person dealing with the same struggles as what anyone else there would deal with, especially if weight loss or creating healthier habits is a struggle for you. And that is why I want to rewind to my past so that you fully understand that if I could do it, then anyone out there listening to this podcast, if they have the goal of becoming healthier and losing weight, you can definitely do it. You see, many people out there who are trying to help people get healthier and lose weight in the process haven't actually gone through the struggle of being obese and having to change their entire lifestyle to lose the weight. So for me, that was a big struggle for me right in the beginning because I'm like, do these people really understand, like really understand the struggle that I am going through or the struggles that I am going through as an obese person, as someone who doesn't necessarily find it easy to just eat a little bit less and exercise a little bit more? Because of that, that's the reason why I want to share my 40 kilogram loss story with you, but not only the story of the loss, but also everything that goes with it. So this is Mandy. This is me. This is someone who has struggled all the same struggles as you. This is your normal everyday person that managed to lose 40 kilograms and keep it off. This is Mandy. But who was Mandy? Well, if I had to only use one paragraph to explain myself, it would be a former obese couch potato fueled by brandy and coke, a lot of it, and takeaways, and a million different excuses as to why I couldn't do difficult things. That is pretty much how I would sum up my lifestyle before I changed my lifestyle and before I lost the 40 kgs. My life was a vicious cycle of wanting to lose weight and then losing some weight through very restrictive diets and then overindulging on the weekends and starting the weight loss cycle again on the Monday. And I'm sure many of you might be familiar with that vicious yo-yo cycle of, for the lack of better words, dieting. And that was something that I was truly stuck in. I was stuck in that vicious cycle. It was tiring. It was exhausting. My weight was a constant battle. You see, I was in a highly stressful office job, a job that I really didn't like, and that's me being polite. I had to go to work every day filled with anxiety and resentment. I found no enjoyment in my job, like no enjoyment whatsoever. And on top of that, I had no hobbies that excited me. What did I find enjoyment in? Well, what I found enjoyment in, or what I found excitement in, was going to the pub after work, sitting there with friends, having a couple of drinks. That was exciting for me. I found enjoyment in that. And then I also found enjoyment in eating fast foods and takeaways. So you can see what was happening here. There was no enjoyment in any other areas of my life. And the areas of my life that I found enjoyment in, or that I found exciting, were maybe coping mechanisms as well, but they were habits that weren't necessarily the healthiest of habits, which led to the weight gain in the first place. So essentially, I was making up for the lack of enjoyment elsewhere in my life with the enjoyment in booze and food. So much so that when I looked again, I was way over 100 kilograms, way over 100 kilograms. I always look back and I reflect on my past, and I know for a fact that I was on some sort of restrictive diet on and off for over 5 years trying to lose weight. And every time I tried to lose weight through some restrictive diet, I would successfully lose the weight, but I would then get so bored of this restrictive diet, or I could just not sustain this restrictive diet, that I then just snapped and I spiraled out of control, and I continued overindulging in all the fun foods and the alcoholic beverages. And before I knew it, the weight that I had lost, I had gained back, and I had gained back a little bit extra on top of that. That's when I decided, ooh, it's time to start another very restrictive diet. And this vicious cycle of yo-yoing with different diets lasted for several years. And I wasn't happy with my weight. I knew it. I knew it. In the bottom of my heart, I knew that I had to make a change. I just didn't know how to make a change that was sustainable. And I knew that my weight was an issue for me. I wasn't happy about it, even though I made jokes about it. Me making jokes about it was just to cover up the pain that I was going through from being overweight and struggling with my weight, and knowing that I wanted to make changes but struggling to make those changes. So instead of acknowledging and accepting it, I sort of just swept it under the rug. And my way of sweeping it under the rug, sweeping the pain under the rug, sweeping the fact that I had to find a way to change under the rug, was to make jokes about it. So every time someone would bring up something, I would joke with them about it. I remember there was a day where a lady at the pub called me Fat Mandy, and instead of calling her out about it, or instead of leaving the pub, I sat there and I laughed with her. I laughed with her at a joke about me and my weight, just because I wanted her to see that I was okay with it. I wanted to make myself believe that I was okay with it, but deep down inside, I was not okay with it. And I know many of you might be sitting there now thinking, but why is she sharing all of this with us? And the reason why I am openly sharing this with you is because I know that many people, many, many people go through the exact same struggles. And it's oftentimes those struggles that hold people back from actually moving forward, or it's those struggles that stand in people's way of actually progressing. Because as soon as someone might mention something about your weight, that's oftentimes where it leads to an overindulgence in food, because now you are emotional and you want to find comfort in food. By me sharing my past and a couple of the struggles that I have gone through, that could very well be the thing that sparks that flame or that fuel inside of you, that burning desire to want to make the change. Just by you hearing some of my struggles and being able to relate to some of those struggles. I would be lying if I said I didn't try almost every single restrictive diet out there. Every single Monday, I would jump into it and I'd be highly motivated. And by the time a Wednesday came, I was just so tired of eating only cabbage, for example, or I was just so tired of having only pea soup, for example, that by the time the Wednesday came, the first place I went to after work was the pub, and I had a couple of drinks, and a couple of drinks led into me having a couple of takeaways. Then because of that, and because of that overindulgence and going, again, for the lack of better word, strain off plan, then I would totally write off the Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And my mindset was a mindset of, oh, well, you've already had one day that wasn't according to plan, or one day where you didn't stick to having excessive amounts of cabbage only for the day. So what's the point of sticking to the plan for the rest of the week? So all of a sudden now you've got that vicious cycle of, okay, cool, I'm going to start on Monday. We get to Wednesday. As you get to Wednesday or Thursday, maybe you overindulge a little bit. All of a sudden, you're writing off a couple of days with a mindset of, oh, I'll start, quote unquote, diet again on Monday. And it's that vicious cycle that I knew I had to break, but I wasn't entirely sure how to break it. I had no support. And by support, I mean friends who were into fitness. I had a very wild social group led by me, the ringleader of Jaeger bombs. And every time I drank a Jaeger bomb or I ate fast food, it was either to numb the feelings I was feeling about myself or to find comfort, or just because I was like, oh, well, I'm going to be overweight for the rest of my life. So I can just as well go out there, get highly intoxicated, eat all the fast food on offer, because it doesn't really matter, because who is Mandy? Who am I to be able to lose weight? Because I always thought, I was like, it's only people that are surrounded by fitness friends or people that, you know, are highly qualified in nutrition that can make all these changes. And I never ever had the confidence or the self-belief within myself to, you know, believe that I could actually do it. And I know that many people struggle with that mindset as well. Now, if I take you back to the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle, the on-off, on-off of restrictive diets, this went on for several years until one morning, one New Year's morning, the 1st of January, I woke up so sick and tired. Not only physically sick and tired, but I was mentally exhausted. I was mentally drained. I was mentally sick and tired of putting myself through all these ups and downs for several years of doing restrictive diets. I had hit rock bottom that morning and I knew it. I was tired of my own nonsense. My blood pressure and my resting heart rate were through the roof and my head was pounding. I was out of breath just by doing a short walk to the bathroom. And on the walk back from that bathroom, I walked past a red camping chair. A camping chair with a weight limit of 100 kilograms. A camping chair that I was too afraid to sit on the night before around the campfire because I knew I was over 100 kilograms. I was afraid to sit on the chair because I was afraid the chair was going to break. I was afraid of the embarrassment that was going to come with a chair breaking because I was overweight. And all of that together was my turning point. That was my rock bottom. That was my breaking point, because really there was no other way for me to go. That very day, I made a promise to myself, and that promise was, do whatever it takes to lose weight. And this time, Mandy, there will be no quitting, no matter how hard it gets. And I remember I wrote that promise down in a journal for myself. And every single time something was difficult, I looked at that. But I knew I had made a promise to myself because I was so sick and tired of being exhausted. I was sick and tired of the excuses I was making to myself as to why I could not do it. And I remember that 1st of January morning so clearly. Like, I sit here and I think back to it now and I picture myself sitting on a tree stump instead of the red camping chair, because that fear of it breaking was still there. I just remember sitting underneath that tree. I was so tired of my own nonsense. I was so hungover And I knew that there was literally only one way forward, and that was to make a change. And I knew that the power was in my hands and in no one else's hands. And it was only me that could make the changes that would lead to me being not so sick and tired of absolutely everything. The 4th of January that year was when the execution of Project Losing 40kg started. Come hello high water, I was going to make it work no matter what was going to happen, no matter what struggles were going to be in my way, no matter what hurdles, obstacles I had to face, I was going to make it work because I had made a promise to myself. And I was tired of breaking promises to myself and making excuses. And how I made it work is what I will be chatting about in the next couple of episodes. So do stay tuned to find out more.
You've been listening to 40kg Lighter with Mandy Mayer. Keep believing in yourself, keep smashing those goals, and keep pushing forward.